Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning, my friends. 1 week after we celebrated the birth of our nation. Kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy. Now, I said kidney disease, but I don't really mean kidney disease. I mean anyone that has an interest in the kidney, which is all of you. Why? Because in that wide range of organ function, from the time you're just a toddler to the time you're geriatric, from age 2 to age 90, that kidney is in a wide range of function. So when someone talks about kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy, exciting topic, extra relevant for you if you're suffering from some version of kidney disease. But the point is, we all are suffering to some extent from kidney disease. Only we don't call it disease, we call it degeneration. We are all degenerating. That's what we call the natural aging process, which of course your interest is in slowing down and maintaining at a very low pace. So you see, you've got to understand the kidney on two levels. Any organ I discuss on this show, you have to understand on two levels. Level one is, even if you don't have the disease, what's the function over the decades? And because you're being told you're fine is absolute nonsense. You got to understand, medical doctors, hospitals, managed health care only has the time to take care of you when it's too late or when it's imminent, when it's an absolute tragedy in the making. And we thank everyone for that. No two ways about it. But the point, of course, is long before that, when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, what's the rate at which the collective organ systems are degenerating, becoming less efficient? And what are the signs and signals and things to do about it so you never end up in ER? And that's the point. So kidney disease, preventing it and reversing it with stem cell therapy, we want to stretch that out, point one, to understanding that before the disease, what's the level of degeneration? Number two, the second point, you have to understand this. Are we talking about the kidney or the energetic kidney? Are we talking about the liver or the energetic liver? Are we talking about the heart or the energetic heart? There's a huge difference between the two, and that's why if you don't have disease, because your kidney's okay, what about your energetic kidney? The kidney refluxes. It refluxes to the ear. The kidney reflexes, or is part of what we call your bones. Kidney is your joints. Kidney is your psoas muscle. Kidney is the color black. Kidney doesn't like cold. Kidney is the element water. Now that's an energetic perspective. That's a Chinese medical perspective. That's an Ayurvedic perspective. That's reminiscent of a medicine that Galen of Rome and Hippocrates of Greece, Avicenna of the Middle East, Lindquist of Sweden, or Norway, excuse me. The energetic kidney and full flower of its meaning were common to the traditions of many, many medicines dating way back, long before even the time of Christ. So two things, when we talk about organ on this show, and we say heart disease, and we say kidney disease, and we say liver disease, and we say cancer, and we say Crohn's disease, and we say autoimmune disease, and you don't have that disease because the guy at Kaiser said you're fine. We're not talking about the disease per se as much as the energetic angle, which is where is your kidney function at 60 compared to when you were 20. This is the way we all have to think. The collective you is an assemblage of all of these organs. And if we were to call all of your organs, and this is really what a physical exam is, if we were to call all of your organs to the boardroom to sit down and present their status under some sort of a framework through which we had quality control of your organs were assessed long before you ever got sick, you'd never have a sick day. And that's the way God intended it. Of course, this is not happening. So that's the point. One, the wide range of organ function as opposed to do you have the disease or don't you? And two, understanding that your organs are energetic entities. They're holograms. That's the easy part. Okay, wonderful. Now, last week we did a show on the enteric nervous system. We talked about the small intestines. I'm going to give you an example here. Go, if you're new to the show, of course, you're on my website, hopefully, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com. That's Straight Talk with two T's. In case you didn't know, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Yes, I am pursuing higher degrees while trying to help others who are in bad places with bad problems, who have grave health concerns. If you're one of them, well, you need the show. You need what now? My 216 shows. That's 216. We're in our fourth year. 216 shows. If you can get these, I have people throughout the world listening to these shows. And without even talking to me, knowing what I look like, knowing anything, never having seen Los Angeles, they're healing because they're listening. I'll tell you one thing all these people have in common, and there aren't enough of them. I'm not one of these bozos that's on the air screaming about the millions of healings, because those are lies. You see, it's one thing to help a symptom. It's another thing to mediate someone to where their disease is gone. Those are two different things. And yet I've seen people from all over the world at this point after 3.5, 4 years. I've seen them actually listen to these shows and really take them to heart, really do something with them. Try to understand how to weave the web out of 216 shows and activate. And that's what I encourage you to do. I truly encourage you to do that, because this is the stuff. This is the stuff that really is your cutting edge. You're not getting this talking to your vitamin therapist at Whole Foods or your average nutritionist. We're locked into this give you the herb for the symptom routine, and we got to take it to another level. So take it to another level with me. Picture number one. This is from last week. That's the inside of the small intestine. Those are intestinal villi. Check the next last show last week if this isn't clear. The point is, picture number two. Go to picture number two. That's one of gazillions. Gazillions of villi. That's an individual one. That has a range of function, and depending on that range of function is what you call optimal, suboptimal, or horrid digestion. Anything from I eat it, it disappears, I feel God when I eat my meals, all the way to I'm going to have my bowel resected because I have advanced severe suppurative Crohn's or colitis. And this is what I mean. The energetic small intestine, today's show is about kidney, but the energetic small intestine is the wide pendulum of function of that little stinker over there, one of 20 trillion or 20 gazillion trillion or who knows and who's counting. Now, we're going to apply this to the kidney today. So the small intestine has a wide range of function. So does the kidney. Let's meet the kidney. Go to picture number 5. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. Get on my website if it's appropriate. There's the kidney, picture number 5, the right kidney. You know, in boxing, when the boxers clench and they keep slamming each other in the kidney, there's a good reason. That picture that you're looking at there where you see the word right kidney, that kidney right there is covered by nothing but a thin layer of connective tissue. That's why you punch someone there or stab someone there or kick someone there, because that kidney will hemorrhage and you'll be severely wounded. So warriors know that point. Of course, so do healers. If the connective tissue sheath at that point is very, very small, very thin, that's a great place to press acupressure. That's a great place to insert a needle, acupuncture. You can heal it or you can kill it. Right? On one side of the martial artist is the healer. On one side of the healer is the warrior. So there's a picture. That's about where that kidney is. If you're not particularly, some people say sometimes, where are my kidneys? They think they're up by their ears or something. Now let's take a look at that picture through the back and change now to that picture through the front. Go to picture number 7. Very relevant picture. Yes, we're just going to do a couple of basic anatomy and physiology. Those of you, doctors, so on and so forth, listening, technical people, bear with me here. I've got an audience that's, well, some of them don't know this stuff. Picture number 7. There's two little kidneys there. I don't know, they're about 3 inches big, 3 inches long. They're small. Kidneys are much smaller than you think they are. The amount of blood they filter in a day relative to their size would blow your mind. When a kidney's only about 3 inches long, I forget the stats. It's tiny. You look at it and you go, how could those two little things do all of that? I mean, they're bigger than kidney beans, but really not that much. They sit in front of the muscle, the psoas muscle. Check my shows out on the psoas. Anytime you get you tech guys out there, any anterior displacement of the psoas muscle will crush the kidney. When you gain weight, you will crush the kidney. When you gain weight, the visceral fat inside the kidney. Kidney is an organ that loves fat. The kidney's soaking in fat. And when you get fat, the fat of the kidney gets fatter, which means the fat-soluble poisons leak into the kidney at an accelerated rate when there's more fat there, because there's more toxin to bind. In other words, the kidney, in that it's in a fatty sheath. Okay, what am I talking about? Let's do this. Just quick, do a quickie over to picture number 9. Look at picture number 9. Picture number 9. On the right side, it's an internal gross anatomy of kidneys. The picture on the right side, you see the yellow in that picture? That's all fat. That's renal fat. One of these pictures says renal fat, not this one. But just look at that yellow fat. That yellow fat, well, that's a diagram. But that yellow fat can grow 50 times. The whole kidney can just be dying in fat. Your fat, the fat not on your belly, but with the belly fat comes the renal fat. And where does DDT? One of my staff, my office manager the other day, gave me an incredible poster. I'm going to put it up. Just an astounding poster. I am telling you this. I'll put the poster up. You have to see the poster. It's back before they thought DDT was bad. I mean, they were telling you to just about shave in it. They were telling you to use it as perfume. Before DDT was really understood as the horrid poison that it was, to be replaced by a bunch of other horrid poisons, they were just about telling you to drink it. Unbelievable. Now, where do you think all that stuff lives? It goes and gets, it's fat soluble, it gets soaked up in the fat. It should be leaving the body through the liver, but your bile ducts are clogged because you've been eating Captain Crunch for breakfast, and you're left with what? No way to get the pesticide out of the blood, so where does it go? The fat. What fat? The organ fat. What organ has most of the fat? Well, the kidney's got a lot. This is important. Meet your kidney. Let's keep talking kidney. So back to picture 7. In front of the psoas, which displaces anteriorly, is the kidney. Okay, you're getting to know your kidney. Now let's look at picture 6. There, picture 6. Great picture. kidney on top